Irene Hanschett. Irene, I-R-E-N-E, Hanschett, H-A-N-C-H-E-T-T. Date of birth, 03-12-1931. SS number, 352-24-3681. Exam date, January 22nd, 2003. New paragraph. Transitional care, colon. This is a case involving the patient being transferred from the Stillwater Medical Center to the Grace Living Center, requiring coordination of care, phone conferences with the nurses, review of care plan, and face-to-face evaluation of the patient. Period. The severity of the condition is complex. The patient is elderly and fragile and is suffering a number of complex problems, including recovery from urosepsis, renal insufficiency due to urosepsis, dementia, essential hypertension, and diabetes. Period. New paragraph. Chief complaint. Transitional care to nursing facility from Stillwater Medical Center. Period. New paragraph. History. An 81-year-old female was initially seen at the Ponca City Emergency Department for nausea and vomiting. It had worsened in the days prior to coming to the emergency room at Ponca City. Her insulin pump had not been working properly and, in fact, did not have any insulin in it. It was clogged as well as not being inserted into the skin. She had elevated blood sugar at the Ponca City Emergency Room at 336 milligrams per cent. Blood acetone was negative. Further evaluation showed that she did have a urinary infection with too numerous to count white cells and red cells and 4-plus bacteria and squamous cell epithelial cells. The white count was elevated as well at a massive 51,000 with a creatinine of 1.6. At that point, the family requested the patient be transferred to Stillwater because that's where her orthopedic surgeon was. Came to the emergency room at Stillwater Medical Center and was evaluated by Dr. Matthew Payne. Period. The patient had dementia at the emergency room and still has dementia. Period. The Stillwater Hospital emergency room was able to piece together some of the past history by calling the family. New paragraph. Past history, hypertension, type 1 diabetes. New paragraph. Surgical history, C-section, open reduction, internal fixation, left ankle, and later total ankle arthroplasty. Period. Open reduction, internal fixation of the right hip, and right femur fracture, December 2012. New paragraph. Family history. Unknown, unable to obtain because of dementia. You figure out social history. Lives in Ponca City. No history of alcohol, tobacco, or recreational drug use. New paragraph. Current medications. See the nursing home records for current medications. These include lisinopril, analgesics, Xarelco, and others, period. New paragraph, allergies, none. New paragraph, review assistance unable to obtain due to the patient being demented, period. New paragraph, physical exam, general appearance, and a debilitated, chronically ill, elderly female. New paragraph, HEENT, pupils equal random reaction to light, extraocular motion during tech, eyelids are symmetrical, normal, nomocephalic, atraumatic appearance. Nose and throat unremarkable. New paragraph. Neck symmetrical, no bruise, no megaly. New paragraph. Chest AP diameter normal, symmetrical. Breast typical for female gender. New paragraph. Lungs, no rounds, no cough, wheezing, or respiratory distress. New paragraph. Heart. Grade 1 systolic murmur. Left sternal border. Normal sinus rhythm. Distal pulsation is intact, nuclear abdomen, non-tender, normal bowel sounds, period. No hernias, period. New paragraph, lungs. No rouse, rock, cough, wheezing, or respiratory distress. New paragraph, extremities, full range of motion. No cyanosis, no edema. New paragraph, assessment. This patient is recovering from urosepsis with renal failure. She has high-grade dementia, essential hypertension, diabetes, period. Paragraph. Plan, admit to nursing home, continue to transfer medications, work toward improving mobility and independence, period. Prognosis poor, period, and addiction.